Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom, let us attend. So calls out the priest before the reading of the epistle in the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, still used today in Greek Orthodox churches around the world. Wisdom, let us attend. A fitting introduction for our epistle here today as we begin a series of 4 weeks on the epistle of St. James. For here is wisdom worthy of our attention. But what kind of wisdom is the question? Is it just practical wisdom, the kind you could find in many other ancient sources? Is it just good advice for daily living? Maybe that's why the author is known as James the Just, short for James, just another ancient philosopher. After all, can't you find similar teachings in the ethics of Plato or Aristotle, or for that matter, in the sayings of the Buddha? On a surface level, at least, you can. A saying like, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. You could find something like that in many a book of virtues, both old and new. So what do we have here? Chicken soup for the first century soul? Luther, as is well known, Luther had problems with the Epistle of James for that reason. He saw it only as a book of moralisms that didn't preach Christ. He said that compared to Romans or Galatians, for instance, the Epistle of James was an epistle, quote, an epistle of straw. Well, today, just like at the manger in Bethlehem, maybe we can find Christ hidden in the straw. For that is what sets James apart from Plato or Aristotle or Buddha or Oprah Winfrey. James is giving us wisdom, all right, but it is a wisdom that comes down from above. The source of the wisdom makes all the difference. The power, the creative power for living this life of wisdom comes from a different place, not from within. Not by looking inside yourself for your own resources that you can muster up. Where does it come from? James tells us. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. God is the giver of good gifts, perfect gifts, that is, complete gifts, gifts that reach their goal. From above, from the Father of lights, from the Creator of the stars and moon and sun, come every good and perfect gift. Light from above to illumine our path. From above and coming down to earth, down to where we live, that's how God's gifts come, including the supreme gift, the good and perfect gift, the supreme one coming down from above. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. From heaven above to earth, he came to bring good news to every man, to be good news for every man. Christ Jesus is the good and perfect gift coming down from above. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He is also the perfect gift. He reaches the goal. He doesn't give up until he cries, Tetelestai, it is finished. The goal has been reached. From the Father of lights came this one who is the light of the world, shining in a world of darkness and death. The goodness of God in giving this gift didn't stop there. James goes on to say, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. God's goodwill toward men is such that he is determined to bring forth life out of death. He brought us forth, didn't he? He gave us new birth, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of the will of God. He brought us forth by the word of truth, by means of this good gospel word. And now, having been brought forth, now we are a kind of first fruits. God is restoring his creation. And as new creation in Christ, you and I are first fruits, a sign that there is more to come. The creative power of God's word, the gospel word of Christ, that's the power for the life of wisdom that James is calling us to. The power is in God's word, not in us by nature. But now that life-giving word has been planted in you by God, and so you have a new nature. And so James can write to us, receive the implanted word. Receive this word which has already been planted in you. Receive it in faith, even as it comes to you now in your hearing. This is a good word. This is the word that will save you. It is able to save your soul. It is powerful to save your soul. This word is a perfect gift. It is complete, a complete gift. It calls you to everything. It calls you to repentance, to faith in Christ, to faith in God's goodness, calling you to live and to act as the new creation you are in Christ. The implanted word, planted in and watered by baptism, springs up and brings forth fruit. That's what James is saying. So receive this word. Receive it in meekness, in lowliness, with a quiet mind. Hear this word with ears eager to hear. But this word will not stop there in your ears. It will reach down into your heart. It will put a bridle on your tongue. It will move your feet and your hands into action, into acts of mercy for the neighbor in need. Any hearing of the word that doesn't lead to this kind of doing of the word is a disconnect, an exercise in self-deception. James clears up how we look at things. To hear the word and then not let it affect how you live is like taking a glimpse in a mirror, he says, and then walking away and immediately forgetting what you look like. What is needed is to look into God's word and keep on looking, to see and to remember who you really are in Christ, a new person, liberated, set free from the rule of self-assertion and self-indulgence. Remember who you are, my beloved brethren. James comes into our chapel today and calls out, "Wisdom, let us attend." But it is not your ordinary wisdom, even though it has everything to do with our ordinary lives. This is wisdom from above, from the God who is the giver of good and perfect gifts, the God who created the stars and recreated you. His life-giving, soul-saving gospel word has brought you forth and made you who you are in Christ, God's child, free, fruitful, a quiet hearer, and an active doer. There is a prayer at the end of the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom that closes with words echoing those of St. James. For all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from thee, the Father of lights. And to thee we ascribe glory and thanksgiving and worship, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.